Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Discussing Liverpool's alternative options to Naby Keita by Leanne Prescott. Having taken the Bundesliga by storm during the 2016-17 season, Naby Keita has attracted interest from across the globe. Jurgen Klopp has identified the midfielder as one of his priority targets this summer, but with Red Bull Leipzig set to dig their heels in and rebuff any approach for their star man, Liverpool may need to look elsewhere. I asked some of the Anfield Index writers who they would like to see at Anfield should a move for Keita fail to materialise. Below are their players of choice or lack thereof. Leon Goretzka, chosen by Ollie Emerson. A powerful midfielder who can attack and defend, Goretzka may be a slightly cheaper alternative should Liverpool struggle to get the Naby Keita deal over the line. There had been tenuous links to Liverpool for Goretzka before during Klopp's tenure, and it's fair to say a midfield pairing of Goretzka and his countryman, Emre Can, would be a fairly imposing one. A tall player who knows where the goal is but is also extremely handy defensively, Goretzka would likely be interested in a move to Liverpool, with Schalke unlikely to stand in the 22-year-old's way, as long as they got a solid fee. Goretzka would add goals, physicality, and also passing ability to the Liverpool midfield, although they could struggle if coming up against Bayern Munich, who've been linked recently. Kevin Campbell, chosen by Aditya Narayan. Yes, he might be off to China to rejoin Roger Schmidt, but Liverpool should ideally not allow that to happen if they miss out on landing Naby Keita. After all, Jurgen Klopp was the man who gave Campbell his big break, signing him during his last season with Borussia Dortmund. Why do I think Liverpool should take a punt on Campbell? Well, in my view, the one midfield vacancy available will be to partner Phil Coutinho and Emre Can in a first-choice setup. Gini Wijnaldum, Adam Lallana and Jordan Henderson are available, yes, but Liverpool could easily play up to 60 games next season, and with depth, they need quality. That is what Campbell will provide. He was part of a mediocre Leverkusen team last season and stood out. Compared to Lallana and Wijnaldum, Campbell had considerably more defensive actions per 90 minutes last season. He averaged 2.38 interceptions per 90 minutes, comfortably more than any of Liverpool's midfielders. He also averaged 1.38 key passes per 90 minutes, the same as Lallana, and comfortably more than Wijnaldum. This ability to do a job in both departments, along with a terrific engine, should ideally endear Campbell to Klopp, given the way the German wants his team playing. Red Bull Leipzig have good reason not to sell Keita, and if they don't, Liverpool definitely have a good reason to look at Kevin Campbell. Renato Sanchez, chosen by Distance Covered. This was a tough one, as I view Naby Keita as a special midfielder who's ideally suited to Jurgen Klopp and the Premier League. However, after narrowing my shortlist, I opted for Renato Sanchez. 1 year ago, Sanchez was being hailed as the biggest talent in Europe after announcing himself internationally by firstly engineering a move to Bayern Munich and then starting for Portugal in the Euro 2016 final after several influential performances from the bench throughout the tournament. Aged just 18, Sanchez was being proclaimed as Portugal's golden boy, and Bayern were being applauded for securing him for such a reasonable fee at £27.5 million, with a 5-year deal affirming their belief in his potential. However, since his move, Sanchez has somewhat regressed due to his struggle to retain the limelight in a full squad of renowned stars. Similar to the case of Salah during his time at Chelsea, Sanchez has been denied the minutes and opportunities to develop and establish himself as a regular in Bayern's 11. A move to Liverpool could benefit Sanchez in the same way as AS Roma benefited our newest signing, Mohamed Salah. The word recently used to describe the type of midfielder Klopp wants was dynamic, and Renato Sanchez is certainly that. The 19-year-old midfielder plays with a rawness and bravery that ultimately benefits his game and allows him to stamp his authority on football matches, as demonstrated at the Euros. He's physical and aggressive with an impressive level of stamina for a teenager, which subsequently allows him to be a nuisance to opposing players when making efforts to recover possession. Sanchez's stamina, pace, acceleration and strength are ideal for Klopp's approach, and the player should consequently have no issues adapting to the high-tempo style of play and intense training methods in place at the club. In addition to his physical capabilities, Sanchez will also be able to contribute to Liverpool's attack. He has got superior dribbling quality in comparison to most midfielders and operates with a similar playing style to Keita, with flair and directness, and often demonstrates those traits by dynamically running forward with the ball. Sanchez is also positionally diverse, which is highly beneficial to Klopp and Liverpool's fluid system, and he's capable of playing an advanced role as a 6 or an 8 and has also played wide on occasion. Still, at such a young age, Renato Sanchez has plenty of time to be moulded and developed by Klopp, but also has the ability to make an immediate impact. There's every chance that with the right guidance, coaching and education, that in 3 years' time, when Sanchez reaches Keita's current age of 22, he'll be a better player. Supposedly available for around €35 million, he'd be a steal and could potentially be a starter for the next decade. While in Cyprian, chosen by Alex Barilaro, the magic of Keita lies in the multiple functions he's able to perform to the height of excellence. He's able to be deployed everywhere across the midfield to the same high performance in every position. It's that versatility, combined with the forward drive and ability to skillfully glide past players, that makes him a stylish archetype for Jurgen Klopp's side. So why not go out and get someone who fits that similar archetype? While in Cyprian was on track for a proper breakout season in 2016-17 with Nice, as they surged to the top of Ligue 1 during the first half of the season. He was integral to everything that they did, carrying the ball forward, making late runs into the box, and being an all-round menace while winning the ball back. He doesn't quite have Keita's poise on the ball, but when you look at the most integral points that Keita brings to the table, his drive, forward presence, and the ability to carry the ball quickly through the middle of the park, the quicker, unpolished version of Leipzig's midfield puppeteer makes for an excellent fit. Despite suffering an injury setback, which dented Nice's position atop the Ligue 1 table, Cyprian still made his impression on French football. Two of the most impressive statistics, an 89% pass success rate with a forward-thinking mindset, and nearly 2 successful dribbles per game, with an 86% success rate when taking a player on. He's physical enough and won't be bullied. He's a forward-thinking passer, and he's got some magical feet when he takes players on. As Keita alternatives go, he certainly fits the bill. No alternative needed, says James Naughton. Keita is a very unique player who will improve Liverpool's first team thanks to a near freakish all-round ability in both attack and defence. Able to press, pass and create well, he can play the much sought-after role of box-to-box playmaker, which is the reason he'll fetch the sum of over £50 million should the stubborn Red Bull Leipzig decide to sell. If he's not available, then why settle for less? Why settle for someone who can't quite do all these things to the same level and won't improve upon the players already at the club? Emre Can or Jordan Henderson can play the deep-lying midfield role, moving forward into one of the more advanced slots in the midfield three if required. Adam Lallana and Jorginho Wijnaldum provide the options in those advanced positions, while now there's the added bonus of Felipe Coutinho as a midfielder. All of this without mentioning the burgeoning talents of Ovi Ejaria and Marco Grujic, who would be wasted if not given game time soon. It's for this reason that the best alternative to Keita could be no alternative. You know, I have to say, after all of the doom and gloom, the arrival of Salah has just kick-started this excitement in me again about transfer season and all that goes with it. And I've allowed myself to think that it might be possible that we could see the likes of Keita arriving, as well as perhaps down the line, after a bit more hand-wringing and apologising, grovelling, we might see Virgil van Dijk. And were we to get all three of those, I think that just could be just wonderful for so many reasons. Obviously, the quality of the players concerned, But just psychologically, I think that makes our squad feel like we're big time, and that should not be underestimated, because I think that's where we're going to need to improve, is the mentality of the players. And it's not that they can't draw on tremendous reservoirs of positivity from their manager. He's an absolute gem when it comes to that side of the game. But he is dealing with players who have a sort of, well, I hate to say it, but a lot of players in that squad have just a history of being nearly men. And, you know, you get some proper winners, some big name players that everybody wants to see in their team arriving. It just bolsters the whole feeling of we've got something going here. And I think it might add to the psychological strength of the side overall. That's me playing armchair psychologist. I don't know, but it makes sense to me. It seems logical to me, which is why I hope we get him. If we don't get Keita, there's some very interesting alternatives being suggested here by some of the writers from Anfield Index. Curated here by Leanne for you to peruse and begin debates amongst yourselves. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.